Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom, this is Sister Wenda. I hope that all of you are enjoying the broadcast that you're listening to right now. We appreciate each and every last one of you, our faithful listeners and supporters of the Straightway Truth radio broadcast. We try to make sure that we do our due diligence and do our best to ensure that you have the best broadcast, as well as the truth, coming to you in the hour that we're living in right now. If you would like to help us in this endeavor, your offering will be greatly appreciated in the work of the Ministry of the Most High Yah. Our mailing address for your gift, offering, or letter of support is Charles Dowell Jr. That's Charles Dowell Jr. And Dowell is spelled D-O-W-E-L-L. 506 Ellington Drive. Ellington is spelled E-L-L-I-N-G-T-O-N. P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee. And Lafayette is spelled L-A-F-A-Y-E-T-T-E 37083. Again, our mailing address is Charles Dowell Jr., 506 Ellington Drive, P.O. Box 32, Lafayette, Tennessee, 37083. If you would like to contact us by way of phone, the country code is 1, area code 615-688-3025. That's 1-615-688-3025. You may leave a message there, and be the Father's will, we will do whatever we can to try to return your message. It is our hope and our prayer that as you continue to listen to the Straightway Truth Ministry, and as you apply the teachings of this ministry, that you are finding peace and growth within you, your family, and life as well. Please tell others so that the truth may also have an impact and touch others' lives, so that they may enjoy the benefits of the truth of Jesus Christ, just like we all are. Shalom, the King is coming.
Can't understand why in the world are you not full of a ruckus and beside yourself? They go, I believe the report. They're going to start receiving all this cancer and garbage. Amen. And in the midst of that, I learned how to not lean to my own. I understand. That's why I got peace. Don't you want to be set free? Don't you want to have a peace of mind? Joy divine? Love that'll last. Can't be surpassed. You're going to start doing something about these thoughts. They're going to start receiving all this cancer and garbage and diseases. Sorry, folks, but it's the truth anyhow. Amen. Let me ask you a question. Who's accused of the brother? Satan, right? The Bible says he's doing that day and night. Now is he accusing us before God, then he's accusing us amongst each other. Is that right? Is that right? Now we got two strikes against us. And then we end up accusing ourselves. Now we got three. Amen. I mean, after all, if he can't get you to accuse each other, the next thing he do, he just gets you to just beat down yourself. Well, we're pulling some cover off there. We say, whoo, look at him. Look at him. Pulling some cover off today. Just, look at him, devil. There he is. So you can't let these accusing spirits have place. So if you want that peace of mind, brothers and sisters, you can have it. Because our Jesus is good. I know we're going to have some music this morning. You keep on plowing and stuff on. Amen. So the devil, Satan, is the one. I'm telling you, he's the accuser of the brother. So if he can't get you, hey, everybody's accusing you before the Father, and then you're accusing each other. You follow me? Next thing you know, he's going to have you accusing your own self. Is that right? He's going to have you accusing your own self. They'll take care of him. Y'all come on in. We bless, ain't we?
Hallelujah. Yeah.
Boy, these spirits, boy, they something else, ain't they? And I'm telling you, that's one thing that Satan does. Because if he can't get you through everybody else, then the last resort is to get yourself. Now see, that's why the Bible tells that we're not ignorant of the devil's devices.
Amen.
Huh? Come out, demon. Come out in the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Get out.
Yeah.
Good preaching, isn't it?
Yeah.
Good preaching. I know it is. Good. Hey, y'all deliverance workers, make sure y'all listening.
Oh, boy. Glory to the King. Glory to the King. Glory to the King. Where we at? Where we at? Where we at? Oh. God bless you all. Sweet, precious, strong, victorious, mighty, overcoming name, our soon coming King, Yahshua HaMashiach. Jesus, the Christ. Hey, check this out. I know that we've been having some technical difficulties, with the feed on Sabbaths. Now, sometime if it goes down, y'all can go to the Facebook page where Brother D. Jerry is broadcasting live. Y'all can do that, all right? Glory to the King. I bless you all. Sweet, precious, strong, victorious, and mighty, overcoming name of our soon coming King Jesus Christ. I'm glad y'all here tonight. My condolences go out for all the people who have lost some loved ones down in that last hurricane. I think it was Michael. Hope that you people in Florida are doing okay. I don't have to tell you, if you stay connected to the ministry, what we've been doing this week. I'm sure I don't have to tell you that at all. And I'm probably thinking that probably majority of the brethren are just literally sore. We finally got down over 120 yards of concrete. And, of course, we were able to get half of it when the brethren were here at the ear. Not sure, but I know one thing. We worked with our old faithful regular skeleton crew, and we got it done. I also found out what condition my shoulder is still in, too. Because, boy, it's been throbbing like you wouldn't know what. You know, the one that I jumped off that trailer and fell on my shoulder and messed up? It's been throbbing for the last 2-3 days. Because I hadn't really used it much. And that striking stuff is something else. But, you know what? I have got to. At least in here they got. We got the wood stove going in the tabernacle. Real heat. And I got to get rid of this thing. Right now for the broadcast. Hallelujah. That's how cold it is here. I think the cold is coming from the storm or whatever may have you. Elder Rufus, Sister Jennifer, will be at Brother Daniel's house, Brother Daniel's and Sister Chris' house in Indiana this Shabbat. So if y'all close by, y'all go up and enjoy fellowship and the feast with the Most High Yah, Elder Rufus. I'm sure that Elder Rufus and Sister Jennifer will make themselves available to each and every last one of you and try to do whatever they can to help strengthen the body of Christ. because their heart is really, really, truly about Yah and his people. And that's just the truth. Our brother Kabir has went through a divorce. Of course, his ex-wife lied about every damn thing from the beginning of it. That's Christians for you. He's still alive, doing well, encouraged. He just made a very good video on not getting the marriage license, trying to warn all the professionals out there. I'm going to copy and paste it and put it on my channel, get it some more press. I'm sure I have his permission to do that, maybe after Shabbat or something like that. But I'm really on a rampage of this because the one thing that the system does not like, it likes for the people to be in the matrix, but it does not like people like me exposing exactly what's going on, because then people will stop participating in their own self-destruction. Now, I really don't care what a lot of people say. When I speak to you about things, I speak to you about facts coming from experience and facts. And that 501c3 is dangerous because the people who are part of 501c3 are agents of the state, literal. And I know that people get upset. You know, I can't tell you how many people said, I thought you was wrong. I thought you was crazy. But until I did my own due diligence, my own independent research, I found out that you were right. Watch this. Most people, when I am right too often, too much, sooner or later, they're going to dig their heels in the sand. And no matter how right I am, I'm going to get to a particular subject where you are just ain't going to yield no more because you're sick and tired of being wrong. Being right or being wrong has nothing to do with it. It's about being a man or woman of truth. That is what it's all about, being a man or woman of truth. Let me read you something right here. Marriage contract without marriage license. 6.6. 6.6.1, public notice of patriarchal marriage. The public notice of the patriarchal marriage is to be filed with the county recorder, where you live within 30 days of the date of the solemnization of the marriage. The purpose of this notice of patriarchal marriage is to develop evidence that proves that the decision not to get a marriage license is a rational an entirely voluntary decision, and this is in no way based on any kind of duress. When couples are approaching the wedding day and sign a private contract at the last minute, courts are inclined to conclude that they did so under duress instead of completely voluntarily, in which the case they may use this as an excuse to invalidate the agreement and thereby oppose themselves as the corrupt state laws against the couple without their consent. The notice provides one more piece of admissible evidence well in advance of the wedding, of the recording of the marriage contract, that demonstrates the decision was a planned, rational, permanent, voluntary act that was contemplated long and hard by both parties. Ooh, boy. Man, there's just a lot going on. The reason why I'm talking about that, a lot of people have been married, and they're finished with all the foolishness of this world. You know, you should be. If you're 30, 40 years, no, 40, 50, 60 years old, something like that, you should be done with the foolishness of this world. If you have lived in this world any length of time, you should be done with the foolishness of this world, because you know that a lot of people will use the state to do whatever they can to oppress you. Hallelujah. We are going to not waste too much time, because I know that there's a lot of people on the coast out there that don't have electricity and stuff. But I'm going to tell you right now, it is just a standard operating procedure. But you'll be fortunate if you get an hour out of me tonight, considering all that concrete that we had to do this week. I thank y'all for y'all prayers. I thank y'all for y'all letters of support. It does not go unnoticed, especially those of you who are contributing over at the foundation on the website. I think it's just a wonderful, beautiful way to be able to give. It's a blessing to be able to see your names, each and every last one of you. I'm glad that you get a response. Just know that Pastor Dow watches every day to see who's donating, see who's really instrumental in the ministry, who really supports, be it there or my patron people. Man, we've been working so much, we still have not fully recovered from Tabernacles yet. You're not here straightway. We know we got the debate coming up, November 17th, and looking forward to seeing you and you there if you can make it. We're going to broadcast it by way of Facebook and have a hard copy of it. Hallelujah. Now, my nimbus, that satanic blasphemer, that mamzer, Pastor David Roberts at Victory Community, renamed Teshua Community, decided to make another video about me. I don't know why. He just can't let bygones be bygones. I wonder if he's bitter for getting his rear end handed to him on that debate so he can show how much of an intellectual fool he was. But it's neither here nor say. You know, I've said what I need to say. We're not going to entertain the devil too much. Now, somebody asked me about Geno Jennings. I don't know much about him. And asked me, because, you know, it ain't up to me. It's up to them people. But the one thing I don't listen to people who can't understand the Sabbath. If I find out and I can sense that you are a Sunday, first day church sun god worshiper, I don't even listen to you. So I don't know much about Geno Jennings except I looked at a video to see what his position was on the Sabbath. And when he missed that, man, I checked out years ago. I ain't got time for it. I ain't got time. If you don't have that simple revelation, the spirit of truth just ain't dealing with you. Ain't got time for it. Besides that, show me another internet pastor out there that works like Pastor Dow. Show me one. I'm just busy. Stretched in, busy. Let's go ahead and go to phone line, all right? The guest calling number is 310-982-4226. That's 310-982-4226. That's the guest call-in number. All right? You press number one. You may or may not hear an automated voice from a woman, but if you press number one, you are able to get inside the caller queue, and then Brother Shane will actually key in your name into the caller queue, providing that he has your name in the list. And that's how I can tell who's calling from where or what. So let's start off in Texas. Call number 310-310. This is Pastor Dow, Unitarian Church Radio Broadcast. How can I help you there in Texas?
Pastor Dow. Brother Vincent, can you hear me?
Hey, got you, Brother Vincent. How are you and Rose and the children doing?
Oh, we're doing great. I'm not going to be long-winded. I just try to get you every week. I know you're tired. We will be praying for your shoulder, and we will be praying for your strength. I watched the videos that you put out there. Oh, we watch you. What was I going to say? We watch you, when you put on Sons of Jacob. I haven't introduced myself. I'm going to do that. I watch all the time, making sure that I keep up with the ministry since Tabernacles. Man, that changed my life. Tabernacles alone changed my life.
Glory to the King. It's a very powerful,
yes,
powerful ministry. Straightway is probably the most powerful ministry on the face of planet Earth. And I'm not saying that just because I'm the pastor. I'm saying that because I'm giving glory to the Most High Yah. Because, I mean, it's life-changing. Is that not true?
It is very true. I mean, everything about it. Deliverance, people receiving the Holy Ghost. I mean, I haven't stopped talking about it. Everywhere I go, I cannot stop talking. I was at Best Buy the other day, and I just could not stop talking about the Tabernacle, my experience there, wearing the shirts. You know, this is who I'm with. This is Straightway. You need to check out Pastor Dow. I can't shut up. I cannot shut up.
Well, hallelujah. Keep on
witnessing. Hallelujah. Yes, sir. Hallelujah. I'm witnessing. My quick question, though, before I let you go. I've been talking to Elder Mitchell and Brother Greg, and I keep in touch with them now via Marco Polo about this. I've been wanting to talk about finance and investing, and this is a rather big question, but I'll just hit you up now on this, and then we'll talk another time, maybe next week. Bitcoin. I know you have videos on that, but my quick understanding was there's a system coming. We don't want to be a part of it. The way I understand is use what you can in the world, milk the daggone system like it's milked us, and then get out when we need to. That's kind of how I understand it. Isn't Bitcoin something where we're going to have our name in it, you know, and then it's going to be there even if we get out? Just a quick take on that, please.
I personally will stick with silver and gold. We have some cryptocurrencies, a few of them, but crypto market has really done crashed hard. A lot of people have lost their rear end.
Yes, sir.
I always tell people, you never, ever invest any money in anything that you're not willing to lose. Now, of course, with constitutional money, just weights and balances, like the Bible calls it, you can never lose with gold and silver. Never. Not in the history of mankind. And right now, it's on the cheap, believe it or not. Silver is really on the cheap. I would buy more silver than I would gold, tell you the truth.
Yes, sir. I understand. All right. I'm going to say hello. My family wants to say hello, and then we're done. Thank you, Pastor. We got little sister Jocelyn, little sister Caitlin, brother Christian, little brother Christian, and my wife, Sister Rosa. Say hello, Pastor Al Tyre. Say hello.
Shalom, Pastor.
Shalom, your family.
Pastor.
Y'all miss me?
We miss you.
Y'all miss him?
We miss you.
I got a lot of pictures
we
with
love
them.
You,
bless
Pastor.
You, Rosa. Love you too, Sister Rosa. Y'all take care of the children.
All right. Hallelujah. She said she already broke a rod on him, so she's working at it.
Well, I understand that. She's doing it the biblical way.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat shalom, my brother. Shabbat shalom. Good to hear from Brother Benson. Let's go to Florida, 904, Brother Ray, 904. Brother Ray, this is Pastor Dow. You're on Shabbat Shalom radio broadcast. I can help Brother Ray.
Shabbat Shalom, my shepherd.
Shabbat Shalom.
How you doing, sir?
Tired.
Yeah, I heard that. I just wanted to say I really appreciated that Tabernacles. One of the best seats I ever been to. I truly enjoy that. I had a quick question, sir. I was reading about Jacob and his wrestling with the man or the angel. Is that a literal physical wrestling, or is that like a spiritual wrestling?
That was a literal physical wrestling.
Okay. All right, sir. All right. Thank you, Pastor. Bless you, sir.
Brother, bless you. Shabbat shalom. Let's go to Kentucky, Sister Charlotte. Call number 480-480. This is Pastor Dow. You are on Straight With You, the radio broadcast. I can help you there, Sister Charlotte.
Hi, Pastor. It's good to hear your voice.
Hi.
I have a question. question for you. I've heard a few things from members of the fellowship, but what's your take on as far as, and you were talking a little bit about getting married, as far as like betrothal, how long do you think that someone, if you feel like you're being moved to get married, how long do you think is a good, like what's your take on it, like a good time frame or to make sure it's a you know, God's will for one thing, and that it's a good fit, that kind of thing.
Sister Charlotte, how long you been following the ministry?
Not long. I've been searching for a long time, and I've been listening to you for a few months. I haven't heard. I've been looking for a sermon maybe that you maybe talked about that kind of thing, but I haven't found it on YouTube yet. So I'm still looking, but.
Did you go to the Brother Darrell channel or Straightway Tech Team channel that's associated with mine?
No, I haven't done that yet. My friend is supposed to. I'm sorry. My friend is supposed to give me the.
Videos up there.
Yeah, I think that's what I'm missing. I'm not a very, you know, good with YouTube yet, but I'm old, so I have to. I'm learning. So, but
are you fellowshipping with a home fellowship or anybody?
No,
in Straightway?
No, no one's. I called and someone's supposed to call me back, but no one's called yet. So I'm just trying to wait patiently, and
okay.
Then hopefully
call back to Don Hall again, okay?
Okay, I will.
And how old are you?
I'm 46. I'll be 47 in January.
All right, where's your father?
He passed away in 2007.
Okay, the reason why I'm asking these questions, Sister Charlotte, is because here in the ministry of Straightway, we're very
mm-hmm.
serious about marriage, and we take marriage very serious. And
mm-hmm.
we have a prescribed way that we do it, and the reason why we do it that way is because we have shown and proven that our track record works. It's
mm-hmm.
a 100% fail-safe, if you understand. I mean, fail-proof, excuse me. And
yes, sir.
When people follow the way that we go about doing it, and people we have oversight and stuff, we're able to watch you and watch whoever wants to marry you. It's not
uh-huh.
like out here where I see a man, you see a woman, and then next thing you know, they want to get married, and then it doesn't work out. You understand? I mean, we got a lot of that going on
yes.
today. People
yes,
making
sir,
their own personal decisions. Now, usually the way we do it is if you don't have a natural father, you should fall under the spiritual guidance and authority, either elder or pastor, at a location so that we can actually help y'all through this so to make sure that when you get married that you don't come up 60 days later say, I'm sick and tired of this man, I'm sick and tired of this woman, want to get a divorce. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. Definitely.
So try, and jumping in there, make sure that you you try to do what you can. Where are you at?
I'm in Louisville, Kentucky. It's right across the bridge from Clark County, Indiana. The person who's like talking to me about the ministry and everything is in Minnesota. So,
who is it?
Gene or Bud Freshour.
Oh yeah, he done had 1,000 failed marriages, and so he needs
uh-huh.
oversight.
Yeah.
And,
no, he's right.
If you're in Louisville, Kentucky, we got uh-huh. a sister LaShonda's up there some way, somehow. We need to get y'all together so y'all can, so
yeah.
when she doesn't drive down here to spend the weekend, the days that she
uh-huh.
the weekend or the Sabbath day she is at home, y'all two can fellowship with each other.
That would be great, actually.
Yeah.
I would really like that. Yeah, definitely. I feel like I was raised Apostolic Pentecostal in Mississippi, and I feel like I've been lied to my whole life. There are so many things that, you know, I was raised that you be obedient, you do what you're told, you speak when you're spoken to, and while I think obedience is a good thing, obedience to God is a good thing, I think that the Christian church has change things around. That's not what it says. It doesn't, you know what I mean? Like I feel like I've been lied to a lot by.
Oh yeah, you've been paying attention to my YouTube videos.
Yeah, yes, sir.
I kind of tell it like it is, and I loaded a lot of videos this week.
Yes, sir. Okay.
And
I'm
with you. I've lied to you.
Right. Well, I listen to it because at where I work, I'm able to listen to the videos while I'm working. So I listen to a lot. I go back and forth between listening to my Bible on video or, you know, on an app to listening to a sermon. So I've been listening a lot, and it's been blessing me, let me tell you. And I appreciate you because I've been looking for a long time, and it's, I know that, that God has a purpose, and I wanna be obedient, and that's the bottom line.
Hallelujah. Well, sister, you listening to me, no doubt that you had to be called and ordained for eternal life, because you know what it takes to listen to me. I'm a whole lot different than a lot of these preachers out there, and y'all must have given you the ears to hear.
I hope so. I'm working on it. I'm still a, you know, I don't know. I feel like I see all these women, and I feel so convicted that obedience, like, it just keeps going through my head, and I see so many women trying to control everything, their marriages, their homes, their everything, the world, and it's just not appropriate, for lack of a better word, I guess. And I just, obedience. And that is just, right now, I guess God is convicting me heavily about obedience. And so that's what I'm working on, is obedience.
Glory to the King. You're in a good matter then. All right, my sister.
Thank you. All right. So thank you so much. I appreciate your time.
Yes, ma'am. Bless you. Shalom. Shabbat shalom.
Bless you. Shabbat shalom. Bye-bye.
All right, that's pretty pleasant. Let's go to Wisconsin, Brother Jim. Call number 262-262. It's Pastor Dow. You're on the Straightway Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help Brother Jim?
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor Dow.
Shabbat Shalom. How's Robin doing?
She is doing good. As a matter of fact, I'm a little bit disappointed at this exact moment because she just stepped outside for a second with our dog to let the dog out, and my question is for her, actually, that I wanted to ask, because she's asked me a question, and I've been studying the matter, and I don't feel that I've given her an adequate answer, and so I'm asking you for some guidance.
Okay, and so what is it?
My question is related to the second commandment, thou shalt have no graven images. That you would have of anything in the heavens, in the earth, or in the waters below, that do not bow down to them and serve them. Obviously, we wouldn't bow down and serve anything in our house, Pastor. But the question that she's asked me is, because she does decorate.
Are you on a speakerphone or something? Can you put your mouth closer to the mic or something?
I'm sorry, sir. Is this better?
Yeah, we need a little bit more clarity. There you go.
All right. So, relative to the second commandment, you know, Sister Robin, she does the home decorating, and she has had concern about some of the pictures and paintings. And I said, I don't really think that there's a problem with it, but I don't have a clear view on it, and so I need your help.
Well, the law talks about that, and people are making graven images to worship them. Most people, they get really, really legalistic on stuff like this when they read something like that, and they go a little bit overboard. But it's not talking about putting up images and pictures or you even taking a photo or something like that. It's talking about actually when you're making. That's why you got to know the Torah, know the law. It's talking about when you're making images, like the Christians make crosses, and then they bow down to them, they wear them, they worship them, they look to them as if they're looking to Jesus, stuff like that. Because you remember in the Ark of the Covenant, there was two cherubims. That would be something that is in the heaven above. Remember Solomon's temple? He had all kinds of images of things inside the temple that was in heaven above. And so a lot of people, they get it all wrong, because this is about things that you intended on worshiping, which we are forbidden to do. So what Sister Robin is doing, she ain't making nothing to worship it, I guarantee you. Painting a picture of a flower and putting it up or something like that is not graven images.
Glory. Thank you. That is exactly how I have been talking to her about it, but I just didn't feel strong enough in my spirit. And I just needed some verification, Pastor. Thank you for that verification.
All right. Bless you, my brother.
Bless you. Shabbat shalom. Say Shabbat shalom, Sister Robin.
Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat shalom. Shabbat shalom, Sister Robin. All right, let's go to Florida. Call number 940-940. It's Pastor Dow. You're on Servitude Radio broadcast. How can I help you there in Florida?
Shalom, Pastor's brother DeMarcus.
Hey, how you doing, DeMarcus?
Good, good. How you doing, Pastor?
Did you get hit by the storm?
In Jacksonville, it wasn't even that bad. It rained for like 2 days, a little windy, but yeah, it was really good.
All right. How can I help?
Losing power or anything. I just wanted to introduce myself to the ministry because I didn't know how to call in to call a queue.
We already know you.
Yeah, yes, sir. And I also wanted to reconcile with the brethren and the ministry as well.
Well, you need to go on. You need to get a hold of Brother Samuel and him over on Marco Polo, and you need to speak with them and make a video.
Okay. Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir. We'll do. Yes, sir. I appreciate it.
All right. Bless you, brother.
Bless you, Pastor. Shalom.
God, shalom. Let's go to Kentucky, Brother Gary. Call number 318-318. This is Pastor Dow. How can I help, Brother Gary?
Hey, Shabbat Shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat Shalom. How you doing?
I'm all right. I know I'll see you tomorrow. I just had to thank you again for that power you put in my head. And then did my wife and my son. And
Oh, you're getting after it, ain't you?
It's way better. I'm getting after it when you say it. Get after it. If I see it, I got to nip it in the bud. So I like to thank you for that. I know I could tell you tomorrow, but I had to thank you because I don't know how long I'll be there or if you walk past me, but I have to thank you.
Hey, it's real, ain't it, Brother Gary?
It's too real, especially when it's the demon talks to you.
Oh, yeah. I understand.
Because my wife fooled me 3 times. Got up and started walking and looked at me with this crazy look and I had to grab her. Because I'm by myself, and I'm like, well, I won't do that again.
Oh, yeah. You're learning.
Yeah. So I just was happy that, you know, it's going on. And then my son, you know, I don't have to run after brothers and tell them to help me. I'm not helping myself. So
yeah.
The light bulb going off, like you said. The light bulb went off in my head.
Well, hey, glory to the King. At least it did go off.
Yes, sir.
Well,
I'm just trying to be best I can be.
Let's say it actually came on.
Yes, sir. I mean, it. As far as following Yah first, like you said, I was doing all that, but maybe I wasn't just pressing like I supposed to. So it came
right.
Off. It did what it's supposed to do.
Oh yeah.
So just thanking you for that, and you know, love the ministry and. Just keep striving. I'll be there tomorrow.
All right, be safe, my brother,
son.
Okay?
Yes, sir.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Let's go to New York, call number 347. Area code 347 there in New York. This is Pastor Dow. You on the Straight With You radio broadcast. I can help you. New York going once. Twice, 3 times. All right, Georgia, 404, Sister Sakai. This is Pastor Dow. You on Straight With You radio broadcast. How can I help you?
Bless you, Pastor.
Bless you. How you doing?
I'm doing well, actually. Still off a spiritual high from Tabernacles. And I just wanted to call and ask you 2 things. They're real quick, if that's okay.
Go ahead, sister. Hey,
okay,
hey,
yes,
hold on. Have you been playing the guitar?
Yes, that was one of the questions I was going to ask you.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, well, about the guitar. Okay, so I've been practicing. I've been starting off. I'm learning the first chord, which is A minor 7.
Yeah.
And I'm having an issue with my fretting hand. I'm not too sure if I can't catch the B chord. on that note, and I'm not sure if maybe I need more practice or I just got to get my muscle memory up or what, because I can get the D and the G, but I can't catch the B.
So that is a hard chord to do, and you're correct. It is. Believe it or not, it's just like with bar chords. That's something you just have to keep doing and keep practice over and over and over again.
Okay. Well,
first, what you do is you hold the chord. I mean, you can hold the chord. You're having a problem with transitioning to it, right?
Yes, sir.
You hold the chord down, strum it about 10 times, and then go to a chord that is real easy to get to from it. From a B,
Okay. You
should be able to do an A minor or an F. And then you go from A minor to an F, and you transition from the F to B, F to B, or F to A, F to A minor. You follow me? And when you do that, just go back and forth slowly, and then in time you'll build memory.
Okay. I knew. I was like, I think he's going to tell me to just keep practicing. So, yes, sir.
Yeah, I'll just give you a way to practice, though.
I know, yes, to do it slow, because I'm trying to go faster than what I'm able to do, so because I want to get it.
Slow is fast. You'll build it up in time. Don't worry about speed. Worry about being able to transition smooth.
Yes, sir. Okay. And then my second question has to do with the word. I asked my husband about it, and he told me to go ahead and ask you because, you know, we were kind of talking about it, but he wasn't sure either. He said he doesn't think so, and I was like, well, I don't know. I think so. It's Leviticus 24, and I was reading it with my study this morning, and verse 2 is...
You're not speaking on speaker, are you?
No, sir. I have you on my ear.
Okay, now you sound better. Keep your mouth close to the mic so we can hear you.
Yes, sir.
We can hear you. Oh, yeah, loud and clear, but you're starting to get muffled there for a moment.
Okay, yes, sir. I was reading and studying Leviticus 24, and verse 2 and 3, when I read it, and I got to the end of 3, and the Father said, it shall be a statute forever in your generation. I was wondering, is that talking about the Holy Spirit? Because I know that we no longer have a man-made tabernacle as they did in the wilderness, which this is referring to. And I was reading, and then when I saw it's a statue forever, I was just like, okay, well, the Father said forever, meaning that did not change. And then I remembered the sermon about the manifestations of Yah, and I was thinking about the five women who were wise and five foolish, and that I remember you said the oil was the Holy Spirit, and then when I read this, the Spirit told me that it was the Holy Spirit that is speaking of in this time period as far as the oil burning continually.
Well, it's talking about the actual oil that you use for burning in the menorah or the lampstands in the tabernacle. Is that correct?
Let's see. Yeah, well, yes, it's saying the pure oil. Verse 2, command the children of Israel that they bring unto thee pure oil olive beaten for the light to cause the lamps to burn continually.
So that's the oil for the menorah.
Yes, sir.
Because without the veil is where the menorah is.
Yes, sir, of the testimony in the tabernacle of congregation.
I know exactly what it says. I'm just telling you, I'm just seeing if you have read it.
Yes, sir, the end all the way down to end of the verse.
I want you to listen to me real close, okay?
Yes, sir.
Listen, when you notice whenever it says that there shall be a statue forever, do you see forever as two separate words or are they joined together?
The King James has it, if you can hear me, the King James has it a space between the two.
In other words, it's two separate words.
Yes, sir.
Forever is during that time, because how can you do that when you go into captivity? You follow me?
Yes.
All right, now listen to me real close. I'm going to say something else again, okay? I want you to listen to me. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
All you people out there in the internet land, Blog Talk Radio, are y'all listening? Are y'all running your mouth? You need to listen. So hopefully I ain't got to repeat this again. There's a difference between the tabernacle and a temple. You hear me?
Yes, sir.
The tabernacle was a temporary dwelling place. The temple is a permanent dwelling place. Notice, Solomon built the temple. The tabernacle in the wilderness was mobile. It was able to move around. Now check this out. We're living in a time now that we are the temple of Yah. And the thing that is burning now is that Ruach in our spirit. But over in this passage that you're talking about, they could only do that forever, meaning including as long as they were obedient to the Most High Yah. Because when you notice when you're in captivity, you're not going to be able to obey law, statutes, and commandments, because after many generations of forsaking the law, we all but forgot it, and the Most High Yah is just restoring it in a generation we're living in now. Do you understand?
Yes, sir.
All right, my sister. Hallelujah.
Yay. Hallelujah. Awesome. Thank you.
All right. Bless you, my sister.
Bless you. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Let's go to Texas, brother Mike. Call number 414-414. This is Pastor Dowd. You're on the Straight With Truth Radio broadcast. How can I help you, brother Mike?
Hey, Shabbat shalom, my shepherd. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.
Hey, man, I was watching your videos on the marriage certificate, and I remember being taking it on the chin regarding the verses over there in Tobit. Remember when Raguel was giving his daughter over, Sarah over to well, let me just read it. In Tobit chapter 7, verse 13. It says, then he called his daughter Sarah, and she came to her father and took him by the hand and gave her to be a wife to Tobias, saying, behold, take her after the law of Moses and lead her away to thy father. And he blessed them and called Edna his wife and took paper and did write an instrument of covenant and sealed it. Now, people are trying to tell me that that's the justification or that's where we get marriage certificates from. And just, you know, not to put myself in danger of sounding ignorant, I'm trying to explain that that is a covenant and it's not marriage certificate. Marriage certificate has nothing to do with what we're talking about here. I mean, you can clearly see it when it says, take her in the based on the law of Moses. So we go back into the scriptures and we find the law of Moses, and it clearly explains we understand how marriage works under the law of Moses. So I just wanted to just, you know, for you to, if you could, just clarify that or explain that a little bit for anybody that might be new or something like that might get confused by that, because we don't use marriage certificates, and I speak heavily against it, and people be trying to take me on the chin, you're trying to use Tobit 7 to justify it.
Well, it's all about a covenant contract. That's what it is. It's a covenant contract. It ain't no certificate. It's a contract. It's a marriage. It's an agreement. It's a vow. And, you know, they used to, I think they call them in Ketubalus. But, yeah, it was an actual marriage covenant. That's what it was. And then both parties would sign the covenant. Notice it's time after time. And notice that then when the wife would leave, guess where they would end up going? Back with the man, and the man would go back where? To his father's house to help expand the tribe. You notice that people ain't, they don't have a biblical mindset today. It's off the chain, but that's what it is.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's all I got, Pastor. Just wanted to be quick about it. Just, you know, tell you, bless you, and Shabbat Shalom.
Shabbat Shalom. Let's go to Florida. Call number 904-904, Sister Gibbons. This is Pastor Dowell. You know, Straight With Truth Radio broadcast. I can help you.
Actually, this is Brother Gibbons. This is Brother Roy.
Oh, Brother Roy. I don't know why you got sister. Okay, how you doing, Brother Roy?
I'm doing well, my pastor. I was just calling to check in because we're actually here in Tallahassee. So I was just wanting to check in with you and let you know that we are okay. The electricity was out for over 24 hours when the storm came through. 90% of Tallahassee was black. it was widespread blackout, trees falling, electrical out, power lines falling. But praise to the Most High, our we find we were able to maintain. There's actually a tree right beside our home, and like two of the branches fell. And the positioning of those branches were such where they could have either fallen on the house or they could have fallen between our, we have a line of shrubs and a fence. Praise Yah, they both just fell straight down. They didn't fall on the house. There was no damage, just, down limbs and sticks and things of that nature. But power was restored. Last night, like I said, after over 24 hours being in the dark and in the heat and stuff, it was bad. It was interesting out here, to say the least. But praise y'all. I was, wanting to just check in from here in Tallahassee to let you know that we were safe.
All right, my brother. Thank you for the report.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Shabbat shalom, Pastor.
Shabbat shalom. Well, a lot of you people live in the cities. If you had really, truly been listening to me, I know a lot of you exercise passive hearing. I often talk about preparedness. I talk about having a heat source, food storage, flashlights, how to be able to make a fire with, how to be able to protect yourself, having mags, mutual assistance groups. I talk about all that stuff, be prepared just in case one of these disasters come your way, and you wouldn't have to worry about it. You'll be prepared. Have plenty of toilet paper, generators. I talk about all kinds of stuff like that, but hey, I guess a lot of people need experience. Glory to the King. Let's go to Texas. Call number 817-817. It's Pastor Dowell, Tribute Radio Broadcast. How can I help you there in Texas?
Hello, Pastor Dowell.
Shalom.
Hello, hi, Pastor Dowell. This is Kenny. I just wanted to introduce myself to the ministry.
How you doing, Kenny?
Yeah, I'm doing great down here in Arlington. I actually spoke with Brother Greg down in Houston. He reached out to me. I spoke with him before. He told me I should just reach out and introduce myself to you in the ministry.
Oh, hallelujah. That's good. Are you fellowshipping with him?
Not at the moment, but we're planning on it. I don't live, I live in the Arlington area, so I don't live in Houston.
Oh, how far are you away from him?
It's about 3 hours. That's not too far, but.
Yeah, maybe you can make it every other week or every once a month.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely planning on it.
All right, my brother, good hearing your voice. Stay connected. You got anything else?
Thank you. Well, yes, I have one question. I'm actually starting my own YouTube channel, and wanted to know if you can give me some advice or any pointers for, actually running stuff for YouTube show.
What is the direction you're going?
Really just talking about like some of the issues that's going on today, and really just trying to focus on how it affects our community, the Hebrew community.
Oh, okay. Hey, just be yourself. Be what the Most High made you. And speak truth.
Definitely. Thank you, Pastor Dale.
All right.
You have a great evening. Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom. Brother Brian, down there in Texas, him and I have been in communication, email communication, stuff like that. He's a man very well informed about what's going on in his world. He has a radio broadcast down there. Him and I are going to be getting together here. I wanted to get with him this week, but that concrete I don't know that some of you understand. You understand. Y'all understand that Pastor Dow is 52 years old. And being 52 years old, man, I'm still out here at times running around working like I'm in my 20s and 30s. and doing all this heavy lifting, heavy pushing and carrying on, and we got 5,200 something block, not 8-inch block, 12-inch block that are coming, and that's what we're gonna lay this whole tabernacle with. 12-inch block, and I'm the chief master mason here. I'm just pretty damn good at land block. Brother Scott and Brother Brent getting pretty good too, and we got a lot of work to do. And the old man is getting old, getting tired. I hate the fact that I injured myself. Other than that, I'd probably be looking like Hulk Hogan right now, or either Hulk. But anyway, I wasn't going to do that. I wasn't going to go that way. I don't want to carry around all that. But that's just the way it is. Hey, hallelujah. It is what it is. Let's go to this unknown caller. Or maybe it's international. Let's check it out. It's Pastor Dow. How can I help you? Who's this block number? Going once, twice, three times. All right. Anyway, we gave it a chance. Well, Israel, be the Father's will. We'll see y'all tomorrow morning. I love each and every last one of you dearly. I miss you all very much so. I love seeing the encouragement on your faces. I love seeing the light of the Ruach in your eyes. I truly, truly do. Y'all need to really, truly pay attention to what Pastor Dow is saying. Pay attention to how I go about doing things, and maybe the Most High Yah will open your understanding, give you the understanding, and we can go on, all of us, walk in the newness of life. With that said, I bless you all, and I'll see you all in the morning in the sweet presence of strong and victorious and mighty overcoming name, our soon coming King Yahshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. I'll see y'all tomorrow morning. Be the Father's will. Shabbat Shalom. The King is coming.